what do you call pressed meatloaf from the hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
Well, we call that a sow's meat. You ever heard of sow's meat?
Could you say it?
Sow's meat.
All right. Yes, I've heard of it. Matter of fact, they call it that back home. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The core.
All right. That's the hard thing that comes out of the cherry when you...
You know, when you're eating it?
Yeah.
You know, the seed and the core.
All right. That's fine. What do you call the center of a peach? The hard
seed.
Thing.
Peach seed. Peach seed.
All right. That's fine. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a clean peach.
All right. And what about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
Well, that's cleft seed.
All right. That's fine. What do you call beans eaten in the pods? They're not taken out of the pod before they're eaten.
Beans?
Yes. Beans that you cook with the pod on. The pod run.
A string bean.
All right. Fine. And what do you call large, flat, yellowish beans not in the pods that you eat?
Well,
they're larger than the average bean. You know, and they're flat.
You talking about butter beans?
All right, that's fine. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Well, we call them salad. We call it salad, the tops, you know.
Right. Could you pronounce that again?
Salad.
All right, that's fine. And what do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
We call it, you know, just boiled corn.
I mean, it's not taken off.
You mean you don't shuck it?
You shuck it and cook it, but you don't, yeah, that's right. You don't take it off the...
You call it roasting it?
All right, that's what we want. You're doing fine. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground? It's a little animal that scoots along the ground. Some often lives in little holes. You see them every once in a while when you go out. They look a lot like a squirrel. They're not the same color or anything, but they resemble a squirrel, and they just run along the ground. They're pretty fast runners.
You're talking about wood rats, are you?
All right, that's fine. They look like a squirrel, and,
yeah,
and they
but
live
they
in
just... them.
That's fine. What do you call an animal with a strong, offensive odor?
Coal can.
All right. What do you call a little animal so big, let's see, about something like, so big to about so big that hops along the ground, and some live on land and some like water?
You talking about frogs? They ain't no animal though.
Yeah. That's all right. But do you make any distinction in one who lives on the land?
One who lives in the water?
Right.
Yeah, the bullfrog lives in the water.
All right, and what about the one living on land?
Toad frog lives on dirt. Hang around.
What was that that lived?
A toad frog.
All right, that's fine. And what do you call the smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise? You know, you hear them at night, chirp,
yeah.
Chirp.
Rain frog's what we call them.
Okay, that's fine. That's what we want. We do. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Red wigglers and earthworms.
All right.
You know, stuff like
that. Fine. And what do you call large worms used for bait?